This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is another day to be thankful for, with a focus on the United States, a focus on what's happening in your corner of the world, our country, the rest of the world. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, 7 after the hour. I'm here with my friend Kara Schillen to review some of the hot stuff. Hot stuff. It's a hot day, actually. Yesterday we had 84 degrees here on the farm. What did you have in Washington, Kara? How warm was it yesterday there?
Well, this might have been because my car was sitting in the sun, but at least a few times I saw it up in the 90s, so it was pretty toasty.
Yeah, it's supposed to be near that today. So, summer, Memorial Day weekend, people traveling, 40 million of you Americans love Memorial Day because it's sort of a time to throw the shackles off, to push everything aside, to get focused on the new, the summer is here, the growth is here, the grass is growing, the trees are all filled out, the gardens are coming up. It's a great time. The next 4 months, 4.5 months, woo-hoo! But the time goes by. Every year we say the same thing. The time goes by so quickly. Let's not worry about the time. Let's think about where you're going. I'm, for example, going down to the islands off of Cape Cod for my niece's wedding. I can hardly wait to get in the traffic going over the bridges to the Cape. It didn't make any difference. Unless I left right now, I can guarantee it will sit in the traffic for a while, because that's just the way it is. There are only two bridges that go across from the mainland to Cape Cod, and nobody wants to build another one. Nobody wants to rebuild the ones that are there. Nope, it's sufficient. So people wait. Listen to this. Can you imagine? Maybe you do this. I can't imagine living my life like this. 4, 3, 4, 5 hours every weekend in both directions just to get across the bridge to go to your summer home down on the Cape. It's crazy, but the traffic is so bad everywhere. There's so many cars, too many people, and the roads can't handle it. Now the focus isn't just on the traveling and the amount of time. The focus is on the crumbling roads, the bridges, the construction that we see everywhere. And whatever it is, that people, where there's no seemingly connection here, the disconnect that we have understanding the reason that there are potholes everywhere, that the paint off the bridges and the side of the concrete is crumbling off, that there are holes everywhere in the roads. It's just a mess. Why is that? Take a look. If you ever travel to Europe, take a look at the roads and then be cognizant of how little you see road work being done on the major roads, whether it's in England or on the continent. And then think about the tarmac at the airport. Next time you fly, look around you. Be observant. Look at the way, look at the runways and the approaches to the runways. Just look and see. You don't see them all falling apart, and you don't see the sort of the construction, the remaking. People say, well, they couldn't do that because of the planes. And then think about the fact that most of those planes, the average plane on an airport runway is a 737. They weigh about 145 tons, right? And the average major city airport has a takeoff and landing on average once every 60 seconds. Bigger airports like LAX and the one in Atlanta, JFK in New York, and SFO, the big ones are more frequent than that. The average is about every 40 or 45 seconds. There are two or three runways usually in those airports. Look at the, do you see any ruts in the, I mean, every once in a while you hear a little bump as you go over where two of the runways connect or they are crossing each other.
But for the most part, you look around and you don't see them being rebuilt every other year because they're built well. They're built to take the heavy traffic. So if we can do that at airports, why don't we do it on our roadways? The answer is the unions don't want to and the politicians don't want to. These are make-work situations. For if you're a union construction guy, how do you feel? Really, I mean, think about the useful purposes. I remember listening to Mrs. Clinton once talking about how we have to have good jobs for Americans. Good jobs like construction jobs, like highway jobs. These are made-up jobs. In Europe, you can drive, as I said, anywhere and not find these same circumstances. And the only reason we have this trouble here, and you begin to notice it on weekends like this, there is construction everywhere. It is federal welfare.
This is you and me. This is a huge issue. Like,
it is a huge issue.
In my neighborhood, there are certain roads that I know I can't drive down because they're just huge potholes. And every single winter, every time we get snow, and the snow plows come through, we get more. And then it takes months to get them fixed. And even then, they're not really fixed. You know, they kind of...
They patch them up.
Yeah, they patch them. And so some of the roads, you know... Like, one of the roads near me, it has a speed bump, and then everywhere around it, it literally looks like a patchwork quilt because everything is slightly different colors and everything is lumpy, and it's just, I mean, you have to drive down it at, like, 5 miles an hour because otherwise, you know, your tire is going to, you know, something's going to get all messed up. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, I went on a trip, and it was supposed to, you know, it should have taken, like, 25 minutes, but at 4 p.m., they're doing construction on the road.
Yeah.
What they're doing, I don't know, but the middle of the day, and it just seems like, you know, all the roads, all the highways around here are backed up all the time. I leave work at about 12:30, still backed up.
Yeah.
Because there's always construction, and it never seems efficient because they're always doing it.
Yeah. And look at the thickness of the tar. Most people say, what do I know about building roads? You don't know anything. You don't have to know anything except how, as Kara just explained, you're inconvenienced by the way the system is allowed to work or not work in this circumstance. The infrastructure is in such critical need of repair. The government spending on roadways down 9-10% in the past decade. So why is that? Because they're trying to underscore the problem.
We need more money. Yeah, they want to take more of your money, spend more of your money.
And so we play this game and pay tribute to these people and to this circumstance like it was a necessity. And it isn't. It is a created problem. And the union relationship with Congress, the union contributions to congressmen is the reason that the roads are this bad. And if you don't believe me, think it through. Look at the thickness. I was looking yesterday at a piece of the road I was driving, because when I'm driving a tractor down the road from my farm, I'm going more slowly. And you look at the, you can see sort of, you know, look, because I can see everything around me. I look down, and the thickness of the macadam is only like an inch and a half or so. So they put down 2 inches and they compact it because the roller takes a half an inch out of it, in some cases an inch. And so there are 3 layers here. Sometimes they grind it up and they put fresh down. There's a roadway that was redone last year, already has cracks in it and indentations. So because they don't put enough down. The only way to get really, really well done roads is to put a couple of layers of at least 4 inches of macadam that is well. But now, one of the good things environmentally is that they grind it when they take the roadways apart. Oftentimes, although I've got a couple of streets piled up on my farm because we use it to T-base, if they call it grindings, but most of the time they bring it back to the plant and they repurpose it. They grind it up again a little bit finer and they put it in the mix, because that's really what they call it. The tar that comes back often is reused. It's the same stuff they took off the road, applied back on with the petroleum base and some of the other things that support, like old rubber, all kinds of stuff. You know, the tires that are around that you have to pay $5 to have somebody take, they bring them to a plant, they grind them up, and they put them in the asphalt. That sort of thing. There's all kinds of, the good thing is there's all kinds of stuff that's reused in asphalt on the roadways. But the bad news is they don't apply enough of it, and they don't do a good enough job to make sure that the situation that we are going to face this weekend and all summer and what until we do something about this every year forever is bad management. Or maybe it's not bad management. It's just the coziness of management between the construction unions and Congress. Think it through. Tell me what you think. 17 after the hour here on Good Day.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Music is with us, wherever we go, whoever we're with. The sounds we share bring us together, like the sound and feel of an Epiphone Les Paul Traditional Pro, just $349. Sing it out loud with a Shure SM48 vocal mic, just $29. Or strike a chord with Ernie Ball strings, 3 packs for $10. This Memorial Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
A moving and inspiring one-of-a-kind musical and multimedia experience. The New American Freedom Train Show celebrates the foundations that made America great. Faith, family, military, and work ethic. Award-winning Nashville recording artist and U.S. Army veteran Tim Macker, together with a team of talented musicians, provides one of the most unique and entertaining shows in America. For more information, go to NewAmericanFreedomTrainShow.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. All right, here's another example of the government squandering your money. The technology budget at the Pentagon is being used for the computer system that was developed 8 years ago. 3/4 of the $80 billion budget for technology at the Pentagon is being used for old equipment, 5-6 years old. $7 billion less being spent on modernization because the budget has been cut. So why do they cut? I mean, my God, the common sense stuff. Why wouldn't you spend the most money on the stuff that would give you the most help and you'd have the least amount of work? Instead, they're using all kinds of money to keep fixing vintage computer stuff. The Strategic Air Command has an old 1970s IBM computer system. Hello? Knock, knock. Anybody home there? Ay, ay, ay. 21 after the hour. This is a good day.
Our Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Boston. First couple of episodes of the six part. He never remember that.
You said we. I mean, I was just wondering if you were taking Mary. You know, like us.
Yeah, I'm taking you. I'm taking Mary.
Oh, you're not taking us. We're not special enough.
No, that's not true, but you're not here.
What if we made ourselves available?
You'd have to sit behind us.
Oh, in steerage, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Mr. Stephan.
Those tickets are $124. The ones we get probably be a little more expensive than that. All right, so McCartney.
Sheesh.
Okay, calm down. There's a virtual reality documentary, a sort of docu-series, this is associated with his new album that's coming out. That's why he's doing the tour. First couple of episodes, this is a six-part virtual reality documentary about McCartney. It actually debuted yesterday on the virtual reality app created by John. Anybody have this?
No, but I've heard it's great.
Why does he go this route? Why doesn't he go a more popular route, or is he trying to, maybe he's invested in this, if he puts his name on something like this, more people go out and get the app?
I have a feeling he's heavily involved with these guys. These guys were backed by Google and some other big names, and when they launched their app, he gave them an exclusive video and performance.
Right.
So I have a feeling that there's some extra stuff tied in there in the behind
the scenes. He was on the BBC yesterday promoting this, and he was talking, it was quite an extensive interview. He talked about battling depression. He developed a drinking problem after the Beatles broke up. He said, quote, "I was very depressed. You would be too. You're breaking up from your lifelong friends." McCartney went on to say that he considered quitting music altogether before he formed Wings. He said, "When we got together, we were awful, terrible. We knew Linda couldn't play, but she learned. And looking back on it, I'm really happy that I did. I am happy he did, too, because I think Wings is fabulous. I think a lot of the stuff they have done are really terrific. All right, so this reality series, yesterday the first of the two episodes, they're going to do two more on May 31st, and then the week after that, so June 14th would be the last if I do my math correctly. The documentary series built around the release of his album, Pure McCartney. So, what do we know about this? Is this compilation of old stuff? Or this
old
is
stuff.
New,
yep.
There's no new stuff.
No, I believe
anything
it's
from
all
live performances?
Stuff.
Any live performances?
Don't know yet. It comes out on June 10th, and he talks through the virtual reality experience of the album. It's kind of interesting, and Taylor Swift did this when her album first came out, too, with American Express. So it'll be interesting to see. It's all in his home, and he talks about each song and has memories and shares anecdotes about each recording.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be really great for any Paul McCartney fan.
Yeah. It sounds good. The Jot Virtual Reality app is available across a lot of different platforms, including iOS and Android, Samsung, that sort of thing. All right, so there's that story. We ought to spend, well, a day is not complete without some news of who's trying to rip off Prince's estate. Two women who most recently claimed to be heirs of Prince's estate objecting to having to take blood tests.
wonder why.
Come on.
Yeah. All right. Brianna Nelson and Janine Hollerin, on behalf of their minor daughter, filing an objection to the judge's order. What a bunch of...
Come on. You want the money, you got a swab. Come on.
Right. Nelson said her father was Prince's half-brother. I'm sure we're all related. 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon must be 6 degrees of separation from Prince. I think I'm related to him. I think I'm going to file a suit against his estate for $40 million. What do you say? We're going to join?
So maybe.
Yeah. All right. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1219. 800-600-1219.
Dear Daddy, dear Mom, I love you. I miss you.
I'm proud to call you my father.
Every year, Snowball Express honors the children of fallen soldiers, heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation.
Snowball Express, in partnership with the American Veterans Center, is proud to introduce an American legend, Tony Orlando.
We can never repay the sacrifice our soldiers have made, but we can honor them by giving back to their children. Donate now at snowballexpress.org.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. Bispa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order Bispa Hand and Foot Cream today at bispa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Friendly Doug Steffen Good Day program. Coming up, the 2020 news quiz question, maybe a little longer later than usual, but you get the point. Being involved, engaged conversationally. You can go to Twitter and give us your comment at Good Day Show. That's a good place to share thoughts about any of the issues, whether we're talking about them directly or indirectly. What's on your mind? 888-302-3684. Kara Schillen and Doug with insights for you on this suit. 11 states filing a lawsuit yesterday challenging the administration over new federal guidelines which direct schools to allow transgender students to use restrooms and other facilities that match their gender identity. Lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court for Northern Texas states, quote, guidance has no basis in law and could cause seismic changes in the operations of our school districts. Well, you think they thought about that? They don't thinking about that. Those people in Washington, they just want to get their message across. State officials in these 10 states hinting they might file a legal challenge since the Obama administration released the letter earlier in the month from the Justice Department and the Education Department that the feds say is a response to questions from schools around the country. There is no room, the letter said, in our schools for discrimination of any kind, including discrimination against transgender students on the basis of their sex. The guidance gives administrators, teachers, parents the tools they need to protect transgender students from peer harassment and to identify and address unjust school policies. Well, you won't find me making fun of these students or telling you that there is a way to somehow do away with harassment, because people are people. I know I was harassed as a kid and bullied as a kid. Sometimes I get it as an adult even. Some people are just creeps. That's just the way it is. Why is it that the universe or God or whoever has allowed creeps to be created? Maybe so that we better appreciate those who are cool. Now, I'm not saying it's cool to be gay or it's cool to be a lesbian or cool to have transgender. It's just none of my business. I don't care. And all of this big to-do about this on both sides is distracting and distressing, I find. It would seem to me that instead of making a big deal out of this, how many bathrooms, I'm thinking back to when I was in high school, how many bathrooms were there in the high school? I don't. I'm thinking on every corner there was a boys' room and a girls' room. And that size of school would lead me to believe there were at least 22 to 24. There was one of each. So why is it we can't take one bathroom in any school and just set it aside for these purposes? And just leave it at that. What is the big deal here? So as usual, the Obama administration goes too far. They go way over the top. They cause this stir. Is it because they just want to screw around with your head? Or is it because they're that stupid and they don't get the easy way out? That's really what it is. Looking for the easy way out. Fix the problem. Don't create a problem. That's been the trouble with Obama all along, in my opinion. He keeps throwing new things out and they don't fix the old things. The country is a mess. And it was a mess when he took over, and now it's more of a mess. Instead of fixing things, they create problems by doing stuff like this. There's an easy way out of this that common sense would tell you. Fix the problem by having a bathroom that's someplace in the building, maybe even that's out of the way so you don't cause concern. People don't even know who these people are. Am I naive? I don't think so. I've been blessed with common sense. These states that are suing over this new directive, which instructs the public schools, if you want federal money, you'll do what we tell you to do. Otherwise, you won't get any federal money. That's what it is. That's the carrot and the stick. Bathrooms, locker rooms.
Yeah. See, I feel like this is attempting to get rid of discrimination, except here's the problem is that when
it's
you
more.
Force people to do something, it immediately makes them feel unkindly toward the thing that you're forcing them to do.
And in this
situation, if you're forcing them to accept something that they don't necessarily like, I just, you know, forcing them to have these bathrooms, and I have a lot of mixed feelings on this issue, but I just feel like it's going to end up making things worse for transgender teenagers and transgender people.
I haven't thought it through. The lawsuit against the feds was announced by Attorney General Kenneth Paxton, who's the AG for Texas. Other states included in this lawsuit: Oklahoma, Alabama, Wisconsin, West Virginia, Tennessee, Maine, Arizona, Louisiana, Utah, and Georgia. So the policy could easily be that you just stick them, in a place where, use one of the bathrooms that was used by teachers before. So the Texas, all of them are just saying, we're not going to do this, and we'll forego, in Texas case, $10 billion in federal education money rather than to comply with this.
The last thing we need in this country is less funding for education. If there's anything that we need,
is more funding, or for people to use it efficiently.
Mm-hmm. Here's a sort of a, an overview. Maybe this would be considered a news overview of the suit.
Texas and 10 other states are suing the Obama administration over a new directive about transgender students in public schools. Announced Wednesday, the lawsuit also includes Oklahoma, Alabama, Wisconsin, West Virginia, Tennessee, Maine, Louisiana, Utah, Arizona, and Georgia. The lawsuit is in defiance of a federal directive to U.S. schools this month to let transgender students use the bathrooms and locker rooms that match their gender identity. The lawsuit accuses the Obama administration of running roughshod over common sense policies and asks to declare the directive unlawful.
So this will end up in the Supreme Court, and if there isn't a fifth member, I'm going to bet it's 4-4, and then nothing gets settled in that regard either. The agency is citing Title IX. Title IX prohibits sexual discrimination at educational facilities that get federal funding. Title IX is used, or was used, a number of years ago to get more money into women's athletics, which I thought was worthwhile and intelligent and a good thing to do. But now it's gone beyond that. The whole school, I don't know if you ever noticed that. You may not have even known this, Karen, that about 20 years ago, maybe 25 years ago, there was a huge to-do about women in sports and how badly treated women were when it came to normal support for normal sports that were for women.
No, I know about it because at University of Maryland, where I went to, we have a lot of different sports teams. And so some, like, there was a women's water polo team, but not like a Division I, but there wasn't a men's water polo team. And basically it kind of existed that way to make up for, like, you know, there's football, so no women are on the football team, so they had to have an equal amount of sports available for men and women.
Really? Yeah. There's a certain amount of logic to that. But anyway, this is the feds, according to the suit, are rewriting Title IX by executive fiat. This is the first of probably a number of lawsuits that will be filed. So how much of your tax... See, this is it. These people don't give a damn because it's not their money. So they come out with the edict, right. They know they're going to be challenged in court, right. They know they don't have to put up their own money. They put up more federal dollars to fight this stuff. So we spend tax dollars from the states to fight the federal government. So the federal tax dollars are used to fight the state tax dollars, and around it goes, like being in a barrel, for God's sakes. It's asinine. Well-intentioned, good idea, perhaps, but poorly executed, poorly thought out, and so you got another mess to contend with. Just one more mess, one more reason why people will vote for Sanders. I see him coming along, by the way. I think it's going to be neck and neck in California for him. I don't think... He's smart. He's not walking away yet. Hillary's got plenty of problems because of the now continuing focus on the emails. There must be 14 stories about that today. And the bottom line here is people don't trust her. There is not a, there's one of the things that is asked of the major politicians, do you trust him or not? Trump is trusted a lot more than Hillary Clinton. Do you like their bedside manner? Trump, no. Hillary, kinda. Bernie Sanders like grandfather. But wait, you see how this is going to get concocted with the libertarians, though, this time around. Anyway, I'm just making that statement because you wonder which of these people would straighten out a mess like we've just been talking about for the past few minutes. 44 past the hour here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
Kohl's makes it even easier to get Kohl's cash. This weekend, everyone gets $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. And save on the summer stuff everyone needs, like swimwear as low as $15, shorts as low as $15, and tees and tanks as low as $10. Plus, take an extra $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Now that's the good stuff. This Memorial Day weekend at Kohl's. Select styles offer valid May 26th through 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so the cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. Something this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
Music is with us wherever we go, whoever we're with. The sounds we share bring us together, like the sound and feel of a Casio 88-key digital piano, just $299. Listen to your favorite song on a pair of AKG K52 headphones, just $29. Or strike a chord with Ernie Ball strings, three packs for $10. This Memorial Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
On the line, Doug Steffen. Oh, you know what I didn't do? I forgot all about it. I was going to do, as I've been trying to do here, a 2020 news quiz question, but I got so wrapped up in this transgender policy that it didn't slip my mind. It just became, that became more important than asking the question. So for those of you who have been sitting there holding your breath, waiting for a way to be heard, sorry about that. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the lines at the nation's airports starting today. Today is a big travel day. Pretty much people are checking out today. Thursday, day before Friday, day before Saturday, before Sunday, day before Memorial Day. So people are I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, a newfound friend, who has a very interesting life. His children are grown up. His wife works in Denver, and he works in Boston. So he spends in the good weather, the summer months. His business is basically real estate. So he works here 4 days a week and gets on a plane, goes to Denver every Thursday, and comes back on Monday morning, or goes out Friday, comes back on Tuesday morning. And his wife comes back and forth here. They in the bad weather months, she I guess the good weather they come back here, and good bad weather they go, whatever it is. They were home in both places, and we were talking about the travel and how it is different now for him and others who, and I'm a perfect example of this. I'm not traveling every week, but I certainly travel plenty during the course of the year, and the lines are ridiculous and getting worse, and it looks like this weekend we'll really see the system taxed. I thought we were fixing it, but apparently that's not really the case. A lot of lip service being given to fixing the TSA lines.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Now it's 53 after the hour. Time for the Daily Tech Talk. Here on Good Day, French police have raided Google's Paris headquarters as part of a tax and money laundering investigation. Let's find out what that will do to Google stock. And speaking of stock, should you follow Warren Hathaway and Berkshire and buy Apple stock, an investigation into that, plus other items that are on the mind of one Victoria Keeler when it comes to technology. Stand by for that info in a moment here on Good Day.
Jessica, who's there?
I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things.
Okay, what do you want?
You need to use your Shop Your Way surprise points at Sears before they expire.
I forgot all about those.
I know. Members get free surprise points toward their favorite purchases in-store or online. Check your account at ShopYourWay.com, then use points on anything you want. Sandals, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points are valid until May 25th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. Go to ShopYourWay.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
All right, let's go. 56 past the hour. Facebook is going to follow this good old American ingenuity. I love this. They had a problem, so now they're fixing it. Would you explain, please, Ms. Keelan?
Well, we've been talking a lot about Facebook and the supposed conspiracy against conservative news. And, of course, Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, met with a lot of conservative radio hosts and media people, and Glenn Beck was sort of the leader of all of it. And so this is the result of that meeting. This is Facebook's new plan. They said they're going to stop using news outlets like the Wall Street Journal, Huffington Post, and Drudge Report to automatically nominate topics for the trending section of Facebook, and now they're really just going to write an algorithm and base it on what people on Facebook are talking about, which is what people on Facebook thought it was all along. They thought it was just, this is what everyone on Facebook is talking about, that's why it's trending, but it turns out they were actually sucking in news from other outlets, and so they basically said that they said that after the meetings last week, they received a lot of feedback, and they decided they're not going to choose any other media outlets, they're just going to eliminate all of it because that seems to be the only way they can fix this problem. So now when you see something trending in the next few weeks, I would imagine, as they rewrite the algorithm, you're going to actually see what people are talking about on Facebook.
All right. So it adds more sort of hooch to the expression, no news is good news. Yeah.
Well, it's only going to be news. I mean, it's an even less reliable news source now. You're not going to get any outside news. You're just getting what people are talking about on Facebook.
All right, so the French police have gone into the Paris office of Google, probing their tax payments. They believe the company owes $1.6 billion in back taxes. Google, not the only one. Number of companies that pays low taxes there, moving the revenue around. Sound like a familiar story?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they're headquartered in Ireland. Their European Union base is Ireland and not in Paris. French, this doesn't shock anybody, the taxation situation in France, I mean, is nuts. Most
it
of
is.
The European countries are stupid about taxes, dumber than we are even. In terms of how they...
Well, this is how they drive people with actual millions and millions, like the Rolling Stones and U2 and all these European bands. They have to split their time between England and France or France and New York just to avoid being full-time citizens and paying this level of tax. It's incredible.
Stupid. People don't get it. All right.
Yep.
Here's the story. Last week we were talking about Berkshire Hathaway, i.e. Warren Buffett, buying a lot of Apple stock because the Wall Street Journal says, wow, what's happening to this stock? It's going down like a bullet. Boom, ba-da-boom. And then Berkshire Hathaway announces they bought $1 billion in Apple shares and they're going to continue to buy. So if Warren Buffett says this makes sense, why not? Well, just the fact that he bought it added $18 billion to Apple's market value.
Yeah. It's incredible.
It's like Oprah buying stock in Weight Watchers.
Yes, exactly.
It's the same
thing.
He
blessed it. He blessed it with his presence.
Okay, he's in. I'm in. She's in. We're in.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.